Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I am the supervisor. Ma'am, please have the first and last name as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about.
Sure, it's Giselle Tapia and the email is GiselleLarissa@hotmail.com, I think it is.
I do thank you for that. And ma'am, please have your zip code.
60634.
I do thank you for that. He said 60624.
Is it 3-4?
Okay. Okay, we have the address of 7449 West Beaumont Ave, first floor, Chicago.
Yes.
And the telephone number that we have affiliated with the account is 773-470-5842.
Yes.
Okay. And to confirm the email, we have GiselleLarissa@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do thank you for verifying that information. Now, you were transferred over to the fraud department. And what we do, being that we're different from being transferred over to a regular supervisor, we actually contact the financial institution to see, you know, to make sure that the account is fraudulent, to see if the information that we have will be verified within their system. Now, if we were to contact your financial institution, being that you've already verified that, then they will deem that, you know, we have the same information. So they wouldn't classify this as fraud, and we wouldn't classify it as fraud. Now, we're not saying that you're lying, stating that, you know, it's not fraud, but we would have to determine what can be proven. And within the account, all the information is provided, and we verified it. So unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to classify this account as a fraudulent account.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can process a refund on this account. I can process a courtesy 50% refund back on both of those charges.
Okay. Yeah. The thing is that I'm calling because I'm like wondering what this is, what I'm being charged for, because from what the young lady described earlier, that it's some diet pills, and I honestly, if all of that information is on file, I have not received anything, you know, so that's why I'm wondering. I was like, so I didn't order anything, and if it says there I did, I haven't received anything, so I don't know what steps to take. Because I don't even know what products are being, she kept saying a product, and then she described what the product was. I'm like, I haven't received anything, and she says it was delivered on April 11th. I never received anything. So that's why I'm wondering, because I have two charges of $90-something dollars, another one for $80-something dollars, those two on the same month. And so why am I being charged so much for something when I don't even know what the product is, and then I have never received anything, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's going on? I mean, I don't know what I'm being charged for.
Well, you're being billed because the product was ordered on 4/11, and this account was charged $4.95 and $5.95. Now, It's a 14-day trial. Now, if you don't call to cancel out the account and make arrangements to get the product sent back, then you're going to be billed for it. On our end, we do show that the product was delivered on April 17th. And the reason why you were charged on April 27th is because the trial had concluded at that time, so you were billed. Now, I'll do this. I'll go ahead and provide you with my manager's discount to make it a 75% refund back on both of those charges.
Okay, and I still haven't received anything, but so is there like any other charges after that? Because I don't want to keep being charged for something that.
We did attempt to charge you today because it is a monthly subscription. So if the account is not canceled, then we will attempt to charge you. Being that that charge was declined, we're not going to attempt to charge you again and get that product sent out. So you're not going to be charged anything further.
Okay, like not any of the two charges? Because I think you...
Yes, no, your account is canceled. It's completely canceled, and you're not going to be charged anything further.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I don't mind. Like, if something was charged, at least I can get the product. But if it's something that I'm being charged for and, you know, at least nothing is coming, that's a different story. But, okay, if we can get that canceled and just proceed with whatever needs to be done.
Okay, ma'am. Well, those refunds were processed.
Okay.
And that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I think that's about it, but if not, I'll call back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Great. All right, then. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.